afternoon, everyone. I hope everyone is enjoying their Thanksgiving turkey. Welcome back to my podcast, Head First. This is Izzy Gisandi speaking, and thanks to those of you who are tuning back in. I just wanted to give a quick recap on my previous podcast episode. So if you're new here, this podcast is basically a mental health podcast that ties in with time management, especially in the direction of college students and the college student lifestyle that requires a lot of work and a lot of time management. So what I'm really passionate about is how mental health has impacted me and how it has impacted others, and how that mental health can really also affect time management and vice versa. So yeah, let's get into it. So for my first official episode, something that really interested me was my older sister and her lifestyle. She was a full-time college athlete and is now a PA, a physician's assistant at a hospital, and just recently got married, and she's 24 and I'm 23. So she was someone that I looked up to when it came to managing her time well and being able to get everything done at a reasonable time. So for this episode, I'm going to have her on my podcast, and I'm just going to ask her a couple questions about her life and how she does that and what that looks like and just what an everyday day looks like for her. So let's get into it. I have here with me now my sister, who is just quickly going to introduce herself.
Just graduated from grad school last year, and I enjoy hanging out with my puppy.
Fair enough. Okay, well, thank you for that. For those who don't know, she just got a golden retriever?
Yep.
A golden retriever puppy. So that's her first kid. So, as I mentioned, this podcast is focused on mental health and time management, and I chose my sister to do a brief Q&A with because she's someone that I think had to master that in order to really be successful in college and in life, and it's just, I think, an essential skill to becoming an adult in life. So I'm just going to ask a few questions. Feel free to answer these as you feel comfortable or as not, whatever you want.
It's fine, I'll be honest.
Okay. So my first question for you is, during your time at college, how was your first year of college when you were learning to adjust balancing life and sports and school?
So when I was a freshman, it was my first time away from home. Mm-hmm. So I took full advantage of that, but I was a freshman who was taking 19 credits my first semester. I also was playing field hockey at college, so it was a lot. In high school, I always did a lot, so I thought I could handle it, but being a science major with 19 credits and playing sports was a lot more than just what you do in high school. And on top of that, I was first away from my parents, so I wanted to drink and go out and hang out with all my friends. So I quickly had my party friends, plus my sports friends, plus I had all the responsibilities of my classes. Mm. And you have to maintain a 3.0 GPA to be a PA in the program that I was in. And I didn't really care the first semester because I had 4.0 in high school without trying. So in my mind, I didn't need to study. I just kind of got by, and I did good enough on my tests. Like if I got like a C or a B, I didn't care. But I wasn't really thinking about my GPA. I was more so focused on the social life. And on winter break, I got a letter in the mail basically telling me that my GPA wasn't high enough, which I had a 3.2, but you had to also have a 3.0 with your science classes, and it was like a 2.9. So it's not like I did horrible, but it wasn't up to their standards. And I got a letter in the mail basically saying, like, if you don't bring your grades up next semester, like, you're kicked out of the PA program. And I remember, like, my whole goal was to be a PA. It's all I want to do. I really want to help people, and I love science and anatomy. And so basically it was my dream career, and it was almost taken away, like, right before my eyes. So I knew spring semester I needed to get my life together. I couldn't just go out whenever I wanted, you know. I still had sports. I still wanted to hang out with my friends. So I quickly learned that you had to manage your time. And with that being said, you have to say no to things that you want to do just to get things done. So that's when time management became important to me, when I realized I might not have my career.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense. And it's also crazy because I know so many people that would be, like, more than happy with a 3.2 GPA. Like, to me, that's, like, significantly above average, I would say. Right? Like,
I mean, I thought
a 4.0 is perfect. 3.5 is really good. I would say in the threes is still, like, pretty good.
But it, like, wasn't enough for what I needed to do right. to GPA.
Yeah, which is crazy how that works within major. Okay, so my second question for you is, what was the most efficient way you learned that worked for you to be productive?
So I'm, like, super ADD, and if I don't have a plan, I won't get things done. And if I don't write things down, it won't get done because there's always constant, like, multiple things going through my mind of what I need to do. And mid-thought, the next thought will come in. So I learned that what I had to do was write down in a planner what needs to get done. And I... So what happened was after I got that letter basically telling me, like, I need to get my life together, I can't be a PA, I had to meet with my advisor. And she basically said to me, you know, you need to get your grades together. You should probably drop out of the PA program and probably quit field hockey and, like, you know, reconsider your goals here. And that is what motivated me, because if someone tells me I can't do something, I'm like, yeah, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it better than you think. Mm. So I dove harder into my schoolwork and into field hockey. And the way I did my time management was, if I knew I had a game that day, I knew I wasn't going to study. So I had to make a schedule for myself of when I was going to study and what I was going to do. And I would have a to-do list. That's super important to do, and I would cross things off. And in the beginning of the semester, you get your syllabus. I would put that on my calendar when everything was due. So I had no excuse of not to know when upcoming due dates were coming. Everything was color-coded, which is a lot for me because I'm not organized at all. Like, I'm pretty messy, but school I was organized, and I'm not a planner. Everyone who knows me knows that I'll make the plan the day of, but I plan for that because if you make it a priority, it can happen. And I just stuck to my schedule. I crossed things off. I did it, which became really, really satisfying. And I said no to a lot of things. So specifically, if, like, a Friday night, all my friends were going out and I knew I wasn't doing well in a class, I would stay in and study, which sucked. But now I'm PA, so it is what it is.
Yeah, and it's worth it. Would you say that it took, like, your first year to learn that? Or, like, was it, like, by your sophomore year in college, did you feel like you had that set, like, schedule down?
So my first year, I figured out how to manage my time, but every year, you know, school gets harder, so you have to adjust. Like, you, what works for you as a freshman is not going to work for you as a sophomore. So you have to always be evolving and, like, learning your classes or anything in life. Like, so my sophomore year, I then had a boyfriend, which I didn't have a freshman year. So then you have to manage your field hockey friendships, whereas your other friendships, you know what I mean, and a boyfriend. So it's a lot of time management with that. And, you know, circling back to mental health, it gave me a lot of anxiety because I'm a people pleaser and I want everyone to like me and I want to be friends with everyone. But you have to say no sometimes to achieve your goals. And it was really hard for people to, like, understand what I was going through. So when I would, like, tell my friends, for example, like, hey, I can't hang out Friday night because I'm going to hang out with my boyfriend because I didn't see him for a whole week. They would be like, well, that you're not hanging out with us, so, like, why are you always picking him? And I'd be like, no, I have you Saturday night. I have, like, you know what I mean? You have to balance it. And, you know, I would say I got to the point where I had a certain friend group who didn't play sports with me, and so they didn't know the time commitment. Like, every day you have practice for, like, at least 3 hours. You have team dinners. You have games every weekend. Every Friday night, we had team bonding. So you couldn't study or anything on Friday nights because that was team bonding. So my friends who weren't in that didn't understand the commitment of it. And we have team dinners together every day. So I would get a lot of anxiety when they would have events planned and I would have to say no to doing something because I had to study or I had field hockey or I wanted to see my boyfriend for one time out of, you know, the semester. And it got to the point where it was really toxic and unhealthy because they basically were... It got to the point where, like, I know they were inviting me to things, but they didn't actually want me there, if that makes sense. Yeah. So time management, you have to, like, made me also find the friendships that mattered. Because you have to prioritize certain friendships, and you have to realize you can't prioritize the toxic ones as well.
Yeah, no, that's facts, because I feel like in college you learn the hard way, like, who your real friends are and aren't, and that's, like, a big thing that affects your mental health, like you mentioned, like, who you surround yourself with highly affects your mental health.
My girl group of friends in freshman year was 11 of us.
11?
11. So you can only imagine how toxic that is with 11 groups Glove and freshman girls who are going out and drinking every weekend, like, mm-hmm. it's a recipe for disaster. Yeah. So then on top of, like, you know, you have anxiety with school and field hockey and all that stuff, you also had, like, you know, like, the morning after effects of drinking, which, you know, is never really anxiety. Right. It's never really a good thing coming out of that. Multiple, like, stupid things, like fighting over Ubers, but mm-hmm. It just wasn't the healthiest. So I had to, like, start prioritizing, like, where my time was going to go and what friendship. So time management with school, but also in relationships as well, mm-hmm. to help you be successful.
No, that's true, because the reality is it's not like in high school where you have class with all of your friends. Like, you have to learn, like, which friends are worth making time for. And like you said, like, if you're in a relationship, that's just a whole different ball game of time management. Mm-hmm. Because you can't just push them to the side like you could with another relationship. You know what I mean?
Right. Because people would be like, well, I have one memory of my friends being like, I was like, Eyes, I need to hang with him too. Like, it's not just us the whole weekend. And one of my friends said to me, your boyfriend is an accessory that you get sometimes, whereas we're your friends forever. And I remember saying, that's not true.
The opposite.
I'm not going into this as he's my accessory. Like, mm-hmm. I'm taking this as this could potentially go somewhere one day. And now I'm married to him and we're not friends. So
true.
You have to, like, take that into consideration. Like, of course, I value my girlfriends always, and I have the closest girlfriends to me. But I have the friends that I put time into who also put time into me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely goes both ways. And, yeah. I mean, yeah, you're married, so you had good judgment when it came to that. Okay, my third question is, as a college student struggling to manage time, what would you suggest has worked for you the most? I guess you kind of touched on that, like, with your set schedule and color coding, kind of. But would you add anything else to that, I guess?
No, it's just, like, you have to have a plan going into the semester. So, because when things get stressful and you have a lot going on, that's not the time where you have to make a game plan. You need the game plan when everything's calm. Yeah, when you're thinking clearly. And if you don't have a plan, you're going to crumble when the stress of, like, midterms come up. Like, it's too much to do at once.
No, that makes sense. Because I do feel like when finals week comes, it's like everyone's just panic mode.
Right.
Because you've waited so long.
Yeah, but instead, if you have a game plan and you know about your final projects, you can do those ahead of time so you can study for your finals during that time. Whereas other people did not prepare that way, you're drowning.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with that. I also learned, it took me 4 years in college to learn that, because now my fifth year of college, I finally can space things out on a checklist too. Yeah. And then I see my friends, like, drowning, and I'm like,
it helps have a to-do list, cross it off, whatever motivates you. You also have to take breaks. You can't just always study, or it's not going to be efficient studying. You need to know what motivates you and what, like, why you're doing this as well.
That makes sense. And my last question for you is, how did college and the limited time affect your mental health negatively or positively?
So, positively, I love college. I made my best friends ever through there. I met my husband now. It made me more efficient. So now in life, like, my job's really stressful and trauma, I can handle it well. But I also plan other things in my life. Like, right now, we're, like, budgeting or whatever, and we're managing our time in that sense. But negatively, like, I didn't think I was, like, depressed or anxious in the moment, because I just was getting by. You know, you're just basically doggy paddling your stress and anxiety, doing it day by day. But now that I'm graduated and I have more free time, because I'm not putting that much stress on myself anymore, I definitely, looking back, I was like, I was probably depressed.
Definitely.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. And you just kind of cope with it, and you put too much on your plate, and you're like, it is what it is, it's my goals. But it doesn't have to be that way. But you kind of forget when you're in it that this isn't everything.
Yeah, and it's also crazy, because I feel like a lot of people that do deal with stress and anxiety that aren't even aware, because it's not, like, they haven't been quote-unquote diagnosed because they haven't taken the time to go to a psychiatrist, but, like, definitely deal with it. It's, like, really unfortunate, because they aren't aware that there's a name for it, so then I think they feel more alone. And then as soon as you put a name on something or, like, an explanation, I think it's more comforting to realize that, like, what you're going through isn't rare or weird or bizarre, you know?
I think there's also stigma with it, because when we were in PA school, like, we learned about depression and all that stuff, and the criteria to diagnose yourself, we would joke, like, oh, we're all depressed. because majority of the criteria would fit everyone who's going through that. And it was just, like, funny, like, oh, we're not actually depressed. It's just because school's so horrible. Mm-hmm. But, like, looking back, like, that's not normal that the majority of us felt the way that, like, would ask you if you had, like, decreased appetite. Do you have interest in things anymore? Do you feel guilty if you're not studying? Like, things like that. And we all would have that. Like, you're super tired, but it's, like, normalized. And that's not normal.
That's true. Yeah. That's actually a really good point. Like, not normalizing the normal. That's not actually normal at all.
Yeah, like, there needs to be an like, I feel like there's such an emphasis to be successful and perfect. Like, you care more what others think. So, like, I was so obsessed with doing well in school and making everyone proud to be a PA, but you're still going to be a PA without the 4.0. Do you know what I mean? Like, you still can take care of patients and, you know, do well in school without having the best grades. You just have to remember that sometimes, but just, like, that pressure from yourself as well.
Yeah, and honestly, how I see it is, at the end of the day, like, they are literally just numbers. I've never, not that I don't care about my GPA, but, like, if I don't get a certain GPA, like, it's not going to keep me up at night, you know?
Yeah.
That's just how I've always been, though. But I know, like, plenty of my friends that, like, will beat themselves up if they don't get an A or whatever.
I definitely have, like, that older child perfectionism, though. Yeah. Whereas I got my, probably growing up, I would get, like, affirmation from parents if you do well, if you're good at sports, if you do good in school. So then that is where I found my success in, or like I felt like a failure if I wasn't reaching those goals. So it took, like, you know, failing some things in college to, like, check myself. Like, my third year of undergrad, so my last year before going to PA school, I failed an exam. So I got a 69 on a test. And if I didn't bring that grade up to an A, I wasn't going to be a PA. And I was 3 years in. And I mean, I brought it up. Like, you just have to do it. But, like, you just see, like, your whole life crumble in front of you.
Yeah, and that's, like, 3 years would have felt, like, wasted.
100%.
And you would have been, like, because, like, you can't restart. You'd have to restart a major,
no, basically. No, totally a new major. And
Yeah,
which is a lot of stress on yourself. And
I feel like no one should have to really go through that. Because it's, like,
but it's, like, self-inflicted as well.
So yeah, you feel, time management.
You feel alone in it because it's your decision.
Yeah, but I feel like that's literally, like, how time management affects your mental health. Because you were saying, like, you felt so depressed in your major because you had no time to, like, be a college student.
No time to be yourself.
You couldn't even breathe. And you don't have a lot of alone time as it is to begin with because you're living in a dorm with other girls and
go
24/7. Okay, well, those are all my questions that I have for you. Did you want to add anything else? That any advice or any thoughts?
All I would have to say is if you're in college, it's okay to take Friday nights off to not do things.
Yeah.
It's never too late to start making a schedule, preparing for yourself. And it is what it is, and you'll get through it. And when you graduate, you're going to realize it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah. I can agree with that too, and I'm not even done college, so. Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to come out on my podcast. Hopefully in the future's episodes we'll have I'll have you as a future guest star. Thanks to everyone who stayed and listened to this entire episode, the first official episode. Stay tuned for more future episodes that I am looking forward to creating and having viewers listen to. Just want to say thanks, and I will catch you next time on Head First Podcast.